When can you love again? And there's no rush when you decide. I'll be first in line, yeah. And when can you trust again? I know he hurt you bad this time, but let me make it right, baby. 'Cause I see sunlight coming right after the clouds. Remember rainbows always show up after showers. Yeah, I know right now the sky's looking gray, but just you.
Right, love's on its way. Hey, welcome to this Soul Sammy show with EB and Kulin Green and Whitney. Hey, welcome everyone.
I was wondering if an electric toothbrush.
All right, no, they're not paying for this, so we're not going to let them in on this. Sorry. So anyway, hey, welcome everyone. It's Friday night. You've been waiting for this show, the Soul Sammy show on Studio W The Buzz. So, Kulin, how are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing, EB and Whitney?
I'm sitting here laughing at you. That's how I'm doing.
I'm amazing.
Yeah. EB, I was on vacation. I thought a lot about you, EB, on vacation.
I know you did.
You know.
I got so much I want to say. We go wait till we. I got so much I want to say. We gonna get this show started off right. We gonna have to wait for Will. Will, aka Pino Grigio. We gotta wait on him.
See, even in my absence, you know, I was in Richmond, Virginia, and I heard something about.
Look, yeah, we could address this in a savvy update. We got a special guest on. We don't have time to deal with family business. We'll deal with family business when we get through our interview. Right now, if Evie would be so kind to introduce our special guest that's on right now.
Of course. So this man, I stumbled across a couple of months ago, and in my mind, I told myself that is one to watch. He combines everything that I love about the essence of soul music, but he's progressive and he mixes the old with the new. I think you meet people who get it and who get music, but it's rare to meet people who get you. And I sat down with this brother last week and he gets it. He gets me. I want to welcome to the show the one and only Ray.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you came in. I was about to mess it up. We got to applaud. That was just for you, especially the.
Thanks.
I was saying I'm so glad you said it because I was going to pronounce it all the way wrong because I tell people all the time my college education didn't take me that far. So the accent threw me off. I only know two accents. It's the E and the A with the little right one. That's backwards, like upside down, whatever. That's the only one I know. So, welcome to the show, Ray.
Thank you.
I have so many questions. No problem. Yes. I have so many questions, but I don't know how to do it. Maybe, cause I know I have my list. Maybe you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first because I don't have as many as you because I sat down with him and I'm going to put an interview up.
Oh,
on
you already
the
got
press.
The exclusive.
So yeah, but I want you to definitely, you know, get it out of him.
Okay. All right. My first one is, what is the origin of your name? I thought it was something else, but it was just Ray. I thought it was going to be pronounced like Rye or something like that. Anyway, what's the origin of your name?
So when I, my reemergence into actually doing music again, I wanted to make sure that, it had meaning and it was separate than what I had done originally before. And, I wanted it to be creative, but not kind of corny, but kind of unique. And so I was trying to find a name for like several months and this one stuck out for me. Literally just wrote it down on a piece of paper. It could be perceived as kind of corny because this particular point in my life with music, I see music as just being more than just a melody and words. It really is an opportunity to heal, to affirm people, to touch them where they are in their life. And so I see, you know, my music and this movement at this particular point in my life with being a ray of light, a beacon of hope and love into the world. So that's sort of the connection and how it came about.
Actually, that's a great name because that's what draw me in. It's always the album covers when I see them and the name that draw me in, and both of those things happen. And so my next one is, right, conceptually, how did the creation of this album, Love's on the Way, how did it come to you?
So the process sort of before the creative process, you know, went through some, you know, was a big time sort of corporate person, had been in corporate America for a while, realized that there was something just missing for me in my life. And through taking some like self-empowerment courses, and it landed me back to my first love, which was music. So I really just put it out into the universe, and the people that came that I work with, they stepped up. A guy by the name of Brandon John, he's a co-executive producer of the project. We worked on it together. Creatively, I just wanted to put together an album, that E said that, you know, was a little bit of the old, but more with the new. I knew that I wanted it to be a positive message, in the songs. I didn't want it to be preachy, but I did want to sort of meet people where they were. to sort of have a positive effect on them. And when we were working on the song, Love's on the Way, the song within itself really encapsulated everything that I wanted to happen or to be about the album in that one particular song. So once I had that song, I really had a much clearer idea as to what sonically, as to what the album would sound like. But I worked with different producers, and yeah, so a little bit of the old and the new creative mixed together with the empowerment message of love, healing, all the other good stuff was really sort of the, you know, the idea of putting that this particular album together.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be one of my questions in the production, like, because it kind of did sound like you had a different mix of producers in there. What was it?
Yeah.
Down both. I think my next one is, what is your approach with writing? Do you need, like, the music first, or do you just write?
Good question. You know, sometimes words and messaging will just fall on me in the most random places. You know, oftentimes it is, you know, either when I'm sitting down with, you know, my main producer, Brandon, or listening to a track, it really could sort of come any place. I'll tell you, for this particular album, it happened, you know, there were different places, different methods, different things for different songs. You know, I'm a person that really, I have a strong appreciation for music and instrumentation. I studied voice in school, you know, took theory courses, took oral skills, and I knew that even if I used producers who maybe their main sort of alley was, you know, hip-hop, that it still had to have an element, a strong element of musicality to be able to help to move the message forward. And because I have a true appreciation for, you know, real, true musicians, and I really wanted the album to have a strong level of musicality throughout the album.
Okay. Yeah, you said the same thing that Marcia said. She said the same thing, but she called it magic. She's like, it's just magic. It just happens out there. And I was like, what?
I'm like,
you write songs and it just comes to you like, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why I just,
for the most part, that's how
it happens. Right.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, so yeah, I was impressed with the production. I think the first song, Here I Am, off the album, I like intros, like, to me, albums, the intro to the song, to the first album,
yeah,
is, like, the most important part. And so
totally
that
agree.
Guitar riff that was going on, I was like, yo, it was,
yeah,
like, drawing me into the song. I'm like, okay. And then getting into the production of it, I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to like this, like, just from the,
yeah,
time of, like, how it started. And so I wanted to know I was going to ask, how important is it that the focus going in on that, or is it just something that just happens when you're, or just the production happening, or the writing?
Yeah, for that particular song and the opening of the album, that was very much intentional. The producer who has the most tracks on the album of anybody, his name is Tone Jones, when I heard that particular track, I absolutely, once I had Love Is On The Way in the bag, I absolutely knew that Here I Am was going to be the song that would start the album, because again, it had a, you know, great musicality. You could hear the instrumentation, but it also just had that throwback sound that I was looking for. So I actually, in the songwriting process, it was, you know, when I spoke to my main songwriting partner, Bruce Carter, actually said, okay, so this song, I hear this as being the opening of the album, and it has to be about, you know, what I've gone through, what obstacles I've overcome. I have to talk to, you know, it has to be sort of empowering to other people, sort of meet people where they are, kind of thing. So yeah, with that particular track from the very beginning, I sort of knew that I wanted this to be how the album would start out. It just so happened that everything sort of worked out to be that way. So yeah.
Okay. And then the next one I have, it's like listening, when I got like maybe to the sixth or seventh song, it was like, this is kind of reminding me of like Eric Benet's like last two, three albums. So I was wanting to know, like, are you inspired by Eric Benet, or have you toured with him or something? Because it kind of, I don't know, I'm not saying that, it just reminds me of Eric Benet, the production. Why?
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not toured with Eric Benet or done anything with him, but I've been a fan for years.
Okay.
I think my favorite Eric Benet song is probably, It might be Hurricane or the album Hurricane.
Oh, yes, that's what I was. That's what I was thinking of whenever I heard that. I was like, "Oh, this is reminding me of that album."
Yeah, so I did listen to that particular album, a lot. But I've been influenced by, you know, I have my list of idols, but I've been influenced by people like Eric Benet, Joe, like Joe's album, All That I Am. I mean, great songwriter. And the All That I Am.
That's my favorite album of his.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite.
Oh, my God. That album is like just sonically perfect all the way through.
Absolutely.
It's a perfect album.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I could go all day on that. But I was saying I had a question in my head, and I just lost it. I was going to ask. I know, right? It happens all the time. That's why I didn't give up the 420 experience, because it happens randomly. But I was going to... Next... I can't... It was a couple songs in there. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Your influences, I'm like, I love artists that I can... hear their influences, but like in subtle ways, like not so like replica sort of way, but like I can know that you're like a student of music because the way you approach some songs, like Fall Back, the way that starts, I'm like, yo, this is like, I can know that like Luther is one of his influences, the way that approach, because he would do the same thing with the song, like how he would draw it out. And so I was like, I appreciate it. I was like, I know you're a student, because when I saw it in your bio, I was like, when I saw Luther Vandross, I was like, yep, I see that influence. Because it comes to different, people think that when you say influences, it has to be like voice, replica. And that's not what I meant. It's meaning like certain things, like certain, vocal techniques and certain things you do with your voice that, to let you know that they're a student of that person they're influenced by. So yeah, I noticed that.
Thank you for saying that, because, thank you for saying that.
No problem. And I was going to get to, I think I only got two more questions, and then I'll go to sleep. My next one is, this album is good. I'm just going to say that. Because I'm a very harsh critic when it comes to, specifically because that's what I deal with soul albums. And it has to, I don't accept mediocre albums, and this isn't one of them. And so I'm very harsh when it comes to R&B music, people that do soul music. And so I think totally conceptually I got it, like off jump, of the direction you were going and the name of the album and all that. And so I wanted to ask, I feel like this album is something, to me, this is just my personal opinion, I feel like Fall Back, if that's not your second single, I feel like it should be, because that, to me, is like a high replay value, radio-wise, or just anything, you know, streaming-wise, I feel like people would love that in urban radio.
I think you're right, and as of, I think yesterday on iTunes, that was the most popular song.
It's just that hook. It like brings you in, and then everything else about the production. It's just that people like catchy hooks, and so not to be so like cliche of what's going on now to like whatever trap music or whatever. It's just something that it's like one of those classic songs that you hear, and it's like, okay, I love it just from the hook. And so that's just my opinion. And so I wanted to know, with this album, like, I feel like it could get some legs on tour, like, or is that something, like, you're focused on with this album, with touring more, or doing showcase? I feel like you could get a lot of heat with this album, because it's really good. Is that a focus, touring and all that?
Yeah, I'm in a place of being open to whatever comes my way, and whatever me and my team make happen. Touring would be amazing. You know, I'm still, you know, promoting the album, but yes, touring and going around promoting the album would actually be great. You know, setting myself up for the next single, radio play, more radio play, all that stuff. I'm in a place of being open to whatever happens next.
Yeah, this is just the music director in me, because when I hear the song, I'm like, yo, these are songs that musicians love playing, like to where you can clearly hear the instruments that's going on, and like, okay, that's my part. I hear the bass part. I hear the drum part. I hear the guitar part in there. I can hear a guitar fill in there. So that's just my music director coming out.
Yeah.
And
no,
like,
I appreciate
just hear
it.
That. But yeah. And I just feel like this album is just if you could open, or you could do your own, open your own show. I feel like these are songs that I see when I go to different concerts and different venues, like these are the songs people like jamming to, because you have a lot of, you have mid-tempos, you have something that's ballad that could be ballad, and you could turn into a ballad, and just a just acoustic, you can do acoustic style, you can do anything with this one, and then you got up-tempos on there too, the first couple of joints, so that's just me. But my last one is, what's your attitude towards being in studio versus performing live? Like, what's your preference?
There's two sides. Great question. The perfectionist in me likes the ability to be able to produce something that is as detailed and how I would want it done. But then the part of me that recognizes that I'm not just singing a melody or just spewing out words, but that there is an actual opportunity to sing a song and to really touch people's lives to where a song really means more to than just a song, can actually have them to think differently about their current situation and whatever that is. So I like them both.
Oh, wow. That's a good answer.
If I can lead with that. I kind of like them both.
That's a good answer. Either you go ahead. I'm done with my question.
So I really only have three questions.
Okay.
The first, I just have to ask this on air because it's rare that I meet people from South Carolina who've migrated to New York who I connect with musically. So could you talk a little bit about your journey from Gadsden to Harlem?
Sure. So moving from the South to the North was totally about work. I had really needed to have validation in my life, and at the time, music and writing songs just wasn't doing it for me, so I turned to corporate America, moved from South Carolina to Atlanta, was in Atlanta for 2 years, moved to New York, and, kept grinding and grinding and climbing the corporate ladder like I said before, I had all the accoutrements of success. Everything about my life looked successful, like I should have been happy, but there was just genuinely something missing. And, I finally got the courage to go back and really just to produce, because of my career, I have the resources to be able to create a quality product that I could really be proud of and really, find the songwriters and find the producers and have the best mixers and the best vocal producers and the best, of everything. Just rediscovering finding my purpose. My purpose is to deliver song, to write songs, to deliver songs, to speak to people where they are, with a positive message of love and affirmation, through song. And, that's sort of, again, so all the products that I will put out, they will always be, cause it's not like a gimmick. One of the reasons I think my friends are so happy and proud of me is because the music is really genuinely me. They're like, when you speak, you sound like your song. I'm like crazy, but it's just kind of the truth. So all of it came together. And so that's kind of my, whole sort of journey from South Carolina and how I ended up in New York with this whole music thing.
Well, I mean, it's inspirational for someone like me who is from South Carolina and who's journeyed, to D.C. and now Brooklyn. But for an artist like you who, out of the gate, an amazing album, it's really inspirational to me. You talked a little bit earlier, you mentioned being preachy on your songs, and I think that is a skill that a lot of people haven't mastered. Is there a trick, or how did you manage to convey certain messages through song without sounding preachy or sounding like you were yelling at someone or sounding like, this is how things should be done? What is the trick to that?
I have to be honest. It is not my skill at all. Brandon John, who's again the co-executive producer of the project, Eric Penn, he's a great songwriter and artist, also in New York. He's one of my collaborators. They, they're younger than I am, and they remind me that to make good music and to sort of dig deeper. And the reality is when I had, because I got a lot of songs. I think I told you I recorded over 60 songs and ultimately got down to the top, what we consider the top 12. But I have a lot of songs, but the messaging is much stronger. I love those songs. Those songs will see the light of day at some point in time. Just not today. So I think having a strong team around you to support you in recognizing what it is that you're wanting to do, but sort of to pull you back and to force you to sort of dig a little deeper. Okay, so we understand what you're trying to do. This is what you're doing, but there is an opportunity to sort of do it this way. So I really wish I could take credit for that, but if it weren't for them, those songs would have been on the project. So,
okay. And the last question I have, one of your quotes from your website is about trying to create music that people will want to hear next year or the year after or the year after that. Yeah. What is next for Ray? What do you see on the horizon in terms of your musicality and, you know, just growing as an individual? What's next?
You know, I have an idea in my mind. I think I am open to the thoughts and opinions of those, you know, who I trust musically. But in my mind, the next project that I want to do will really go, you know, a little deeper into really being, really having songs that identify with just true, like, soul music. Because I was very conscious in this particular project to have, you know, to create music that I thought was sort of like the balance between the two. You know, but the reality is that, you know, when I'm alone and I'm listening to music, I really just sort of listen to music that people don't necessarily think is popular, that people, you know. So I think, you know, still understanding that there's a, you know, that there's a way to sort of to balance it out. But I don't want to be afraid to make music because of it'll be put into the, you know, old people category. Because I was really sort of conscious of that this particular time, you know, because, but again, that's the music that I, you know, genuinely gravitate towards. And so I think maybe being courageous and really making an album that, you know, without thinking about that might be what will sort of organically and naturally come out of the process the next time. But I'm always writing songs. I'm always thinking of, you know, taking situations in life that I see and I observe and picking out my iPhone and writing down how that might ultimately become a song. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. I see the way, I think the beautiful thing about you as a person is that I see the way that you think musically. And it very much comes across in your music. So I just Thank imagine you. So many great things from you just based off of this project. I think when I first told Q-Lynn that, you know, I wanted to have Ray on the show, she's like, oh, okay. But then she listened, and she instantly hit me back, and she's like, yo, I really like this. And
no, I was tired. It was like, oh, okay. Like, I was disappointed. It was no, okay, no. I was tired. That's what it but was. And then I was like, wait, let me listen. Let me see if I can find, when you gave me the link, I was like, it had direct link to Spotify. And I was like, okay, let me listen to a couple. As soon as the first one, I was like, oh, I didn't even get halfway through the album. I was like, yo, EB, this shit is crazy. I like it. But yeah,
it did.
I was excited when I heard it.
Yeah. And I knew she would because, you know, Q-Lynn and I get each other musically.
He knows my taste.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, Q-Lynn is definitely a student of music. You yourself are a student of music. And it, I don't want to say it's rare today, but it's something that you have to dig a little deeper to find.
Yeah.
And just the way that you, I mean, even the way that you speak, you know, in general, but the way that you speak about music, the way that you speak about the Love's on the Way project, it says a lot about your character. It says a lot about your intentions in music and what's next for you. I just see great things, and it's crazy. I'm proud. I mean, I just met you, and I'm proud.
Thank you.
I'm like, yeah.
Thank you.
This man is about to take over the world, and, you know, we deserve it. You know, R&B music, soul music deserves somebody like this.
No doubt. Thank you so much. Yep. I really, really appreciate that. I do.
All right, we're going to do it right here. We're going to go to break real quick. And when we come back from break, we're going to play this game called What's Wrong With You? But let's do it. When we come back, y'all get into the grass and drink.
That's outstanding. Wow, grass ain't greener. That's great. All right, when we're back, this is the Soul Savage Show here on Studio W The Buzz. And listen, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to The Buzz. That's StudioWBUZZ. Hey, Ray. Wow.
We are back.
Okay, Ray, hi. Let me introduce myself. Excuse me, 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no, seriously, seriously. This will only take a few seconds.
God.
Ray, I happen to be president and CEO of Studio W Radio, Global Radio. And QLN Green and EB, they do a fabulous show every Friday night at 5 p.m., the Soul Savage Show. But we also have many shows going on 24 hours a day. And I would like to invite you back on some of our other shows. We have a smooth jazz and R&B show. We have some great shows coming up, and I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I need your contact information. And if you would please grace us with your presence on some of our other shows, we would love to have you.
I would love to do that.
Okay. So yes, I'll get the contact
information. I thought he was about to say something else. I thought he was going to say, talk about this game.
No.
That's what I thought he was
saying. No, sometimes we're serious on this.
I got to cut him off sometimes because he'll just jump in with something random, act like we treating him like a stepchild or something. That's what he's doing.
Well, we'll talk about that later. You and Evie and I, we'll talk about that later. Okay. We have a guest on Q-Land. I'm trying to be as courteous as possible.
I was trying to make sure you wasn't trying to.
You know. Okay.
I'm trying to get back to the guest. That's what I was doing.
All right, grandmother. Okay, but anyway, back to that, Miss Ray.
Oh, okay.
Ray, thank you so much.
Yes.
I just want to compliment you on the music. I've been listening to the entire interview and it's fantastic. And I mean this. I need to speak to you as soon as possible. We have shows coming up that I think is a perfect fit, and we would love to play your music with your permission.
Awesome. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'd love to do it.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we're going to be playing this song throughout the show. We've got two more. I think we're playing.
I want to play Here I Am next.
Oh yeah, no, you're trying to skip over. See, you already starting. You trying to skip over great one.
Ray,
you ain't gonna do that.
Ray, you see what happens.
Like I said before, we gonna finish this later in the show.
Even when you try to be a gentleman, Ray, you understand.
We are on the time schedule right now. So
yeah. And guess who controls the time? Guess who controls the time? Okay. So,
anyway. Listen, I'm trying to run a clean show. I don't know. I'm trying to move on to the next thing.
This is hilarious.
What kind of problems you trying to start?
You have a professional, you have a professional air with you. And
I'm trying to give him instructions. I'm trying to give him the rules of the game and what's going on. Can I finish it? Thank you. Okay, Ray. Back to my civil line. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, by the way, Ray, the game is rigged. Ray, the game is rigged, okay?
What I tell you? Didn't I tell you he was going to say that? That's what I'll be saying. It's these falsehoods and these fake news stories that be going on. I don't know what's going on. But just to explain it, everybody wins on it. I gave everybody opportunity to win this game. So it's called, the game is called, What's Wrong With You? The premise of the game is basically, an either or game you pick between two artists. It's about their replay value of music catalog. It's not about their vocal comparison or their vocal. It's just replay value of music catalog. And so it's very easy. So don't let the engineer deter you of what the true meaning of this game
is. It's rigged. I'm telling you what it is. It's rigged.
But I don't need no insubordination. Then we already have discussion 2 weeks ago. I said I don't want no insubordination going on. Can you hold that? Thank you. Thank you so much, Will, for that. Okay. The first one is Marvin Gaye or Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay, so for me, it was Marvin Gaye. But for radio play value, I would say maybe Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay, either way. You could have went. That's a bonus question.
See, so, I told Trickson, you.
And Trickson things around along the lines of these questions. So you're doing good so far. Okay, the second one is the Whispers or the OJs?
OJs.
There you go. That's another trick question. Like I said, I make up the rules as I go.
See?
And so it's like little things that Trickson there.
She make them as she go. It's rigged.
There's nothing wrong. Listen. She's winning so far, so how's it rigged? That's what I thought. Okay, the third one. Prince or Rick James?
Prince.
There you go. That's another trick question as well, bonus as well. it's little tricks in there. So we get to the portion of the show. Like I said, I make the rules as I go. We get to the portion of the show where I just make them up. So we're at the portion to where... either or, doesn't matter. You have to be specific with your answer, and it intensifies
as in providing an explanation.
Listen, it is. I have to explain it because just to let you know that these rules are fair. And so, as I said, I make them as I go. So now the rule is that you can get at least two right. You can't miss more than two.
Oh boy.
Okay. So, it's very fair. Okay, the first one is specific to Michael Jackson. Off the wall or throw it.
Okay.
This is still the radio, I mean the replay value or no?
Yes, replay value.
Thriller.
Thriller? Are you sure?
That's what he said. I think that's what the man said.
That's my final answer.
That's the final answer. You're 100% confident in that. Off the wall with Thriller? Okay, let me be fair. Okay, let me go song for song. Okay, so self-titled songs, Thriller versus Off the Wall. You're going with Thriller?
For replay value? Yes.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. have to specify replay value.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. You are? Okay, let me go again.
Oh, okay. Jesus. See, I told you.
It's
one thing if you're talking of personal preference, but you specifically said replay value. So I'm thinking about replay as in other people whose musical taste may not be exactly what mine is, and so yeah, and a mass quantity.
No,
so
I'm not talking about replay, but like how many times do you replay it in your car? Like, personally. Not like a global thing. I'm talking about just you, personally. How many times you replay it?
For me personally, I probably wouldn't pay either one of them that much. But I'm just, you know, but going by the rules of the game, I would probably say I wouldn't really play Thriller, no. So it would probably be Off the Wall.
Okay, there. Now you're in the lines of, are you talking right? Okay.
No, he was bullied. He was bullied into that answer.
You know how many chances I gave you? Because I could have just automatically said something wrong with you, and I didn't do that. You see how fair I am?
It wasn't fair.
Well, I mean,
that was a Trump move.
If I had to jump in, I would have to say that maybe your rules weren't as clear as they could have been.
That's right.
If I'm being honest.
How clear am I that
you're about as clear as Donald Trump.
I don't need no insubordination going on with the engineer. Where's my mute button?
No, you're about as clear as Donald Trump.
Listen here, I'm not just going to keep sitting here getting these comparisons, okay? Because I'm being very fair. Okay, we're going to move on. Because I'm just telling you, I ain't going to keep accepting these comparisons. Because I'm being very fair and diplomatic. I'm just saying. Okay, the next one. Patty or Aretha?
Mm-hmm.
That I would listen to... I would say Patty.
You talking right? I think disappointment.
Hold on, but if I can offer an explanation.
Oh, you're talking right. Listen, you don't need an explanation. You pick Patty. That's all I need.
No, right you said I have an opportunity to explain.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I did say that.
You
know, go ahead.
Somebody loves you, baby. If
there
only
you
knew. Like, those,
oh, my
those songs. Great.
You're talking right. You talking
no, but,
right.
No, but those, but as far as vocal ability and
no,
vocal
music. That's not a part of what the rules of the game
are. That's definitely Aretha. I mean, Aretha clearly has.
Listen, you ain't got to get no explanation.
That's right, Ray. She's clearly a trained singer with like, I mean, Aretha pulls from a totally different place.
I know this. I'm saying you don't have to explain.
I'm just saying.
The only thing that's pleasing to EB's ears. All I heard was you said Patty. So,
because I think of specific songs that like
right.
on my phone like right now, and those two are for effect are on my phone.
There you go. You talk right. That's all I'm saying. The specificity in this game, replay value of music catalog. That's why I'm specific with it. So people, because they get it in their heads, I'm talking about vocal comparisons, and then it gets them on the straddle of the fence of, I want to lean towards Aretha because of the vocal. No, we talk about replay value of song. And so you talking right because you pick Patty. I'm Team Patty, he's Team Aretha. And so we got this rivalry on the show.
And the game is rigged.
And I think I'm up.
It's rigged. The game is rigged.
It's not great. Okay, we're going to keep... This is the last one right here, because I'm not going to keep getting all this
respect.
Damn, I don't keep getting this respect.
Okay.
I'm just not going to keep taking
it. Game is real.
The last one. Bronze Ignite or Babyface? Is it really a toss-up?
Let the man answer.
It's not toss-up.
How did you pick? I'm curious. How did you pick those two?
Because they're technically on the same level because they're multi-instrumentalists, songwriters. You could pretty much compare their music.
For me, it's
as the same.
For me, it's Babyface.
You talking right? See, that wasn't even a hard one right there. That was the easiest one out of all of them. The easiest one. There you go. And I conclude, we have the conclusion of the game, and I conclude there is nothing wrong with Brother Ray. Ain't nothing wrong with him.
I'm gonna give him some love, but I'm gonna just say something. He was bullied into most of those answers. Brother Ray, I respect you for going through the pain of going through that rigged game.
It's not a rigged game.
No, you a bullet. You were,
and
you,
even when you start not to talk right, I bring you. Jesus take the wheel moment. I take the wheel and I steer you back in the line. So you ain't, because he went out of bounds for a minute. He was hitting the dust and stuff. He was going off on the side of the lane, and all I did was steer him back. That's what it is. The rules. He won. Point blank. Period. So that's not a rigged game. If you lose, then it would be rigged.
Hey, you know, EB, have you noticed that the winner is, you can only win if you agree with Q-Lynn. You can only win the game if you
agree. Opportunities to win the game. I'm giving you opportunities. So how is it rigged? That doesn't make any logical sense.
It does make logical sense. You said you can make up.
Oh my God. Okay.
You said you make up the rules as they go.
Coming on and pulling up what I'm pushing. As you can see, we have a producer, Will Puff Daddy Brown, that comes on. You know, he got to be all up in the interview. Got to be all up in. Thank you so much for putting up with us.
I have a question.
Our foolishness. We try to have a balance of heathen and savvy on this show, and sometimes we lean more into the heathen most of the time. So thank you so much for coming on. Ray, let the people know where they can find you on social media.
Instagram at Ray Music World. Facebook, The Real Ray Music, Twitter, Ray Music World, and my website is therealray.com, and Ray is spelled R-A-I.
There we go. And his new album, Love's on the Way, it was released last Friday. Make sure y'all go and get that, because I believe it's on every digital outlet. It's on Spotify.
Yep.
It's on every digital outlet, so make sure y'all go out and support and stream it, buy it. Any kind of revenue gets this stuff. I feel like you should tour on this. I feel like this is a good album to tour on. And I would definitely, awesome. I'm definitely doing a write-up on this album. I got it in the draft right now. And I'm going to release it next week. So thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Ray, thanks a lot. This cut is called Here I Am.
Hey.
Because I don't really give a damn about what you think. Says that ain't worth much time to me. Payment no mind when I tell you I've been struggling. Built this thing from nothing. Grown up from a boy to a man. When they told me I would make it to these dreams I'm chasing, I just laugh, cause they don't understand. Here I same, okay, that's fine with me. Yeah.
that's fine with me. But listen, from the start might not be what you thought of me, but it's a part of me.
Here I am, it's Ray. Hey, I think you're going to hear a lot about Ray here on our Studio W The Buzz. And welcome back to the Soul Savage Show with EB and Q Lynn. Is Whitney still with us?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't heard Whitney. I mean, you know.
I know, she's laying back in the cut. I was going to ask her, did she have a question? Yes, she's on. I forgot to ask if she had a question. That's what I was
going to
do when we came back from break until you jumped in.
Well, I had to jump in. Because you went a whole hour and you didn't even invite your host on to ask a question. You could have said.
You're supposed to be controlling the board to get us in and out of break. I don't know how. I'm trying to focus on the next segment and stuff. We got another interview coming up, so I'm trying to be timely here. Okay, sir, like I said, we're Puff Daddy Brown.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Okay, yeah. Will you please let Whitney talk?
You don't get me worked up. I just ran outside for like three minutes.
You've been on for a whole hour. Listen, you've been on for a whole hour. You've been on for a whole hour and you haven't.
Listen, I just had to run downstairs to get down to fucking fight because I left my charger. My car, and so I had to take the stairs because the elevator was taking too long.
Yeah,
and the studio room is hot, and I'm sweating. I'm trying to gather myself, and you come in making accusations.
These are facts. I haven't heard Whitney. I haven't heard Whitney at all.
That's what I'm trying to do. If you let me get time,
I'm updating you.
Catch my breath.
All right, you the lead host.
I just ran 100-meter dash. Okay, I
think you need to be kinder to your guests and your host.
Listen, I'm trying to let Whitney talk. If you would, Puff.
I don't think so. A whole hour has been by, and you've been just running your mouth. You haven't let her in at all. Huh.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand what's going on.
But you had all this pent-up energy since you've been gone.
That's right. You know what? You know, Q-Lynn, I'm...
Can you let Whitney talk? My God. I'm trying to let her
Okay, well, guess what?
How weak was.
Well, I'm picking...
You're arguing for the company.
I'm picking 10.
No, you can't take 10 because we got to do an interview. You got to be on the boards and do an interview.
Oh, you need me now, huh?
Listen, after we do these savvy updates, we're going to go to break again so we get ready for our next guest, Ms. Patino Grigio. If you would let us do our savvy updates, we're going to be done. We don't have questions this week because we don't have time to. So, if we can let, you can let me conduct, in my moderation, my fake, the view, slash the talk, slash the real moderation real quick and conduct this. This is live radio, y'all. We don't play none of this. So
no, it's not. It's, like you can't like make this up.
A 3-year-old that wants attention all the time.
Oh, oh, no, she
listen,
didn't.
We gonna bypass.
Is that what she said?
And we gonna go to win.
I don't believe what I thought I heard.
I can't stop Will. I can't stop Will when he's like that.
Well, Whitney.
Hey,
Whitney.
All my energy, and I'm trying to save it up for next game. Hey,
Whitney, and Lisa. Whitney, I at least expect you, Whitney. Win. Whitney, you have to back me up, right? God. Because, you know what? Because EB's been kicked out of, EB's been kicked out of the boys club. EB's been kicked out of the boys club, right?
All these, man calling you was doing the last show. That's what you need to be doing. You got a chip on the show. You need to apologize to EB.
No, apologize to EB. I asked EB, no. EB.
You can't accept facts.
What are you talking about?
You need to apologize to EB. That's what you need.
No, EB owed me an apology. He weaseled out.
What? You are so entitled. Disrespectful.
No.
Listen.
EB.
Listen, you came on here hostile. I was fixing to let you hear. This is why you not getting. I was about to invite you to the next fine China conversation. But you, I'm about to rebuke. I'm about to resend all these invitations.
Oh, were you?
Yo, calm down.
Oh, how close?
I was about to send it to you.
How close was that?
This next song, I was going to play Prince Damn You because Miss TLC, the extraordinary music industry professional, was trying to hit me to this song. And so I was going to play this after, and we going to play one of Ray's songs last. So you can understand how great he is and take in the information of Miss TLC saying that his vocal ability, his vocal range is in Damn You. So, you need, like I said before, you need to apologize to EB. You need to apologize for all the hostile energy because you brought it on yourself.
I don't understand. I don't understand. What happened? I asked EB for some support. God. I asked EB for a little bit of support. I said, EB, hey, bro, can you back me up a little bit?
Yep.
And you know what EB told me?
Passing a statement so somebody can't sing. That would be such a discredit to his professionalism as a journalist, as a music extraordinaire, a music consumer.
No, I didn't. No. Great,
that'd be talking right. That would be a detriment for him to say Prince couldn't sing. Why would he support you smart wrong?
No, no, no.
Because you want him to pull a Trump with the Republican, the Congress situation. That's what you want to do.
You miss. Ooh. Oh, see.
Oh, shot fired. Bow, bow, bow. Come on.
Oh, I have some for you also. I definitely have some. Because, see, you misinterpreted. I didn't ask EB to change his mind.
Listen, you want this fight? Listen, we're going to skip all these savvy updates since you want this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hopefully you got this song.
Listen, oh, I've got the song.
We talk about song for song with MJ versus Prince.
Oh, are you kidding me?
If I sit and listen to his album, you're going to like more of his songs off his album because it has more blues. It has more blues, more funk than Michael Jackson's album. These are facts. Listen, you already said you like Can We Funk? Because it has that blues lick in there. You said
okay.
You like that one. I played some songs that got blues in it. I promise you, you're going to like Michael Jackson. I mean, you're going to like Prince more than Michael
there
Jackson.
There are already about four or five, maybe six songs of Prince that I like, but then there are hundreds of Michaels that I like.
If you get into, what we were trying to tell you when we did the Prince show, if you get into depth like his albums, I promise you, you're going to like his songs more than Michael Jackson.
No.
Not the pop hits. Not pop hits back to back. I'm talking about those real hits because he plays the music you like.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you're a blues fan and he's a blues guitarist.
Guess what?
Most of his licks on there are blues guitar. If you would like majority of that more than Michael Jackson.
Decide when and we'll do this. And guess what? I think I'll prove you wrong. Is this what you're looking for?
Prove me wrong. Listen. Okay.
Yes. Seems to happen to me each and every time we make love. I can't hold back. It's like having 100 million little heart attacks. Damn you. Damn understand this cookie love affair. Hey, yeah.
Welcome back. This is the Soul Savvy Show on Studio W.